I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. The movie Blackfish a few years ago put a bright, unwelcome spotlight on SeaWorld and made Americans reckon with the discomfort of putting creatures as big and wild as whales in pools for entertainment. If that seems like a problem that's been solved, then turn your attention to the Russian Far East. Reporter Charles Maines is in Moscow, and he's here to explain this. Charles, this is a story about a specific group of whales that were captured in the wild. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the story really goes back to the summer of 2018. Environmental activists out in the Far East, they discovered 11 orcas and around 90 beluga whales that they'd been captured, were being held near the city of Vladivostok, and not far from the Chinese border, in these open water pens that they dubbed a whale jail. This wasn't the first time they've seen this sort of trend. I talked to Vyacheslav Kozlov. He's from the Friends of the Ocean. This is a citizen monitoring group out in the Far East. And he says that he started observing this trend back in 2013 when 13 orcas were captured. So what Kozlov is saying here is that basically when you capture them, you essentially have to separate family members. So a lot of times that one whale will be caught in the net and suffocate and die. They don't really know the numbers that have perished. But then he goes to the issue of holding these animals in pens. These are open pens with nets in the bottom. It's fairly crowded for the orcas. The belugas also are outdoors with workers surrounding them trying to keep the water free from ice. So, you know, activists will say this is really stressful for the animals. One beluga was reported to have died this week.
The people who run this place, what do they say the whales are there for? Do they openly say we're going to sell them to somebody, or what do they say they're doing?
You know, they don't. These Russian companies have received quotas to capture whales for scientific or educational purposes. Now, there is an international ban on whale capture, but Russia is not a signatory to it. You know, the problem is these animals, although they're technically here for some research, it appears that they're really on export for China. Orcas fetch up to $6 million apiece. And, you know, just to make that point, Putin's point guy for the region, a guy named Yuri Trukhnov, who's the deputy prime minister, basically admitted as much. So Trukhnov was saying that, you know, if scientists say that we're not doing these animals as a species any harm, then why should the Americans be allowed to sell these animals to China and not Russia? Now, I have to say, Carol, that that's actually not true. The U.S. does not export orcas or beluga whales to China.
There's been international attention on this. I mean, gee, we're talking about it. What do Russians think about this? Do they see it as a big controversy?
They do, and it's been making headline news here, even on state media. We had protests in Moscow over the weekend to raise awareness. And it's interesting, this has finally gotten the attention of Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. And he set a deadline for officials to figure this out by the end of the week. Now, it may not be that simple. You've got the courts to deal with. If Putin, I suspect, really wanted to get involved, he could solve this thing tomorrow. But there's other issues. It's interesting that state media here is raising the issue of having now held these animals for over 6 months. Could they survive after being let go?
What about the environmental activist you spoke with? Is he hopeful that this will end well for the whales?
Well, he's hoping for the right decision to be made here. But, you know, it's important to point out that, you know, dealing with an issue of freeing whales is a little bit easier, you know, to get some attention, to get the public sort of rallied behind you than some of the other environmental issues that Russia faces today. You know, Vladimir Putin's record on saving an animal is quite good from time to time. His interest in, for example, trying to save the tigers in the Far East, but he has a much more spotty record when it comes to environmental policy.
Charles Maines, reporting from Moscow. Thanks a lot, Charles.
Thanks, Carol.